Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A man who knows something about the Super Bowl. He won two of them with the Pittsburgh Steelers, of course. A longtime defensive back, now the host of Believe in Steelers and the Believe Podcast Network. It is Ike Taylor with us. Ike, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
What's up, Liz? How y'all doing?
We're doing great, man. I mean, like I just said, you know, everybody's excited about the start of football season. As a former player, do you still, like, you know, I mean, you've been out of the game a while now, but do the juices start flowing around now, like, as your body remembers what it was like heading to training camp? Or are you out of that mode now at this point?
I'm out of that mode. I'm more like into the training mode. So I got a nephew who's 18. I got three nephews. They all the year apart, 18, 17, 16. My son is 14. So I'm kind of forever staying in that mode because they all play football. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it's just on a different level. You know, my juices don't get the flow. My juices, I'm probably more focused in when it comes down to training and what I eat now than I ever was because I'm trying to give my nephews and my son everything I didn't do when I played. You know
That's
what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I'm all the way locked in right now. But now around this time, man, I'm just glad to have football back. I know training camp starts for Pittsburgh and Dallas in a couple of days. So I'm just excited that this NFL season is back and some of these fans can get back to these stadiums.
That's right. We're all excited to see full stadiums again this year. Ike, I know you were on Pat McAfee's show recently and he asked you about Baker Mayfield. And you talked about how your answer was almost like, of course Baker's the guy. Like, it's silly to even think he wouldn't be. What makes you so confident that you seem to have no doubts about Baker at all?
It's the confidence. It's the demand of the huddle. It's his background. What I mean by his background, it's what he had to go through to get to that point. You don't just win the Heisman by being a walk-on. You don't transfer to two other schools and being successful at two other schools. You don't be a first pick in the NFL, top five NFL draft for no reason. So he has the intangibles, and the tangibles is I really don't give a F what you feel or think about me. And his team kind of feeds off of that. He's just one of the boys. You know what I'm saying? Usually guys in that manner, they kind of stand off, which they don't really hang around too many people. But how I look at Baker in the mannerism, as a Tom Brady, meaning they started at the bottom, you know, and they had to work their way up. Nothing was ever entitled to him. Like, Baker had to work his way to being the top five NFL draft pick. He had to work his way from going to three different coordinators, from finally solidifying a good head coach in the GM, you know. So Baker is the piece to the puzzle for the Cleveland Browns. Is he the franchise quarterback? Hell yeah. I think so. So now we finally see Baker Mayfield really settle down in the offense where he can just kind of be himself and he don't have to worry about a coordinator changing plays every two or three years. So he got something good going on. You got the best offensive line. You got the best probably 1-2 punch in the backfield. We're not even going to talk about tight ends. And we ain't even talking about wide receivers. And on defense, Cleveland been drafting first-round draft picks for the longest. They finally get it together. So this ain't the Cleveland of old, you know, so people can say what they want to say. This is definitely not the old Cleveland. This is something special they got going on. And right now what you're seeing is stability, and Baker is that guy.
Ike, I love it. It's music to my ears. When I heard you with Pat, I just kept thinking to myself, you know, Pat, throughout the 3 to 4 years, will Baker still be the quarterback? And the look on your face, I was like, yeah, the same look I had. I was like, wait, that's not even a question. So if we're assuming that Baker's a franchise quarterback, you just said it, you know, 25 seconds ago. How high is the ceiling for Baker? Are we talking top five in the league? Are we talking top three in the league? Like, how high do you think he can go?
I try not to. Put ceilings on guys like that because it's the clutch moments, you know. It's the throws, it's the third, fourth quarter comebacks. It's the okay, we got 6 minute offense, fellas. It's the demand of the huddle. Hey, we got to hold this ball for 6 minutes. for this drive, make sure this team don't get the ball back and score our defense. You know what I'm saying? It's that part. So people like to – I don't like the really top five quarterbacks because it's only a few, bro. You only have it's only a few Aaron Rodgers, a few Russell Wilson. It's Tom Brady's. It's only a few. The few guys, Patrick Mahomes, the only few rotate Super Bowls. If you think about the last, 10 years, it's only been a few quarterbacks that have been rotating Super Bowls, period. And there you have it. Drew Brees just so happened to get out of the game. He retired. So, between Drew Brees, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, you might want to sneak somebody else in every blue moon. But think about that, right? So when I say top five, I'm looking at top five like, okay, who's the top five quarterbacks who've been rotating Super Bowls for the past 10 years? Okay, that's my top five. Regardless on the athleticism. Athleticism, it'll get you out of trouble, but it really ain't winning you no Super Bowls. You got to have the it factor to win Super Bowls. Now, do I think Baker Mayfield has the it factor? I think Baker Mayfield do have the it factor. And the reason why I think Baker Mayfield had the it factor is because he's always been in tune with being the Joker. That's what I love about that. Yeah. I've been a fan of – I can talk about Big all day because I've been a fan of Baker Mayfield since he was at college.
We're talking with longtime Steelers defensive back Ike Taylor. Ike, in your final season in the NFL, there was a rookie on the New York Giants by the name of Odell Beckham Jr., and he burst on the scene in the NFL that season. I'm pretty sure you guys didn't play against him. But he had a monster year that year as a rookie. He had 1,300 yards. He had 12 touchdowns. His first 3 years in the league, he was as good as any wide receiver we've ever seen in his first 3 years. Since then, he's been injured. And when he's been on the field, he's still been good, but he hasn't played at the level he did in the first 3 years. Do you believe he still has that in him, that greatness that we saw with the Giants?
You got to know a 13 at all times.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're a defensive coordinator in the league, you're playing the Cleveland Browns, your first thing to do is stop Nick Chubb, try to hold Kareem Hunt. That's your first goal, because they'll bleed the clock if you let them. Mm-hmm. After that, where's number 13?
Right.
You got to know what 13 at all, because he's a one big play guy. He just need the ball one time. Right. You give him the ball. Mm-hmm. If you throw it to him 5-10 times, at least two or three of them going to go to the house. He's just that big play guy, whether you throw a slant to him or whether you're throwing a 70-yard bomb to him. It's just, let me get the ball in his hands because I know something spectacular can happen. For him, it's just been an injury bug.
Yeah.
But you get the ball in that man's hands, it's lights out. And I'm just looking at it from a defensive coordinator perspective.
Right.
Nick Chubbs, Kareem Hunt. Okay, make sure we stop this running game. After that, where the hell is 13?
Yeah, Ike, I got to ask you about, because cornerback is your bread and butter. That's what you do best. What'd you make of the Browns' first-round pick and Greg Newsome, the kid out of Northwestern?
Why not? I mean, honestly, what Cleveland been doing for the past, I've always been a fan. I'm not going to say that.
That's okay. Now you can admit that. That's okay.
But I tell you this. Yeah, I like Newsom. I really do. But I just tell you this in general. I rarely play Madden, and when I do play Madden, I'm either playing with the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Cleveland Browns. And when people see me, get the Cleveland Browns, they laugh at me until I smack them. for real, it's just a lot of talent. It's a lot of talent over there. And they finally got the head coach. It's hard going into work and you done had, out of 4 years, you done had three different bosses. It's hard. Even in the corporate world, it's hard, let alone a professional football world. So, man, you finally get a head coach who gets it. I mean, y'all, they won in Pittsburgh last year with a special teams coach.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't forget, the head coach is out because of COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is watching from his basement.
So that's letting you know, okay, now we see why the Pittsburgh Steelers usually win all the time. It's the stability part. Regardless of what the outside world is saying, the New England, the Pittsburghs, the Seattle Seahawks, the who else? Patrick Mahomes and company, KC, Green Bay, all of them. It's the reason why they win. It's stability at the head coaching position. They don't listen to the outside music.
Right.
You start listening to the outside music, it's like how I'm a Bill and only get 2 years to build. At least give me 3-4 years. Of course it's going to hurt. Of course we're going to have growing pains. But hell, if I keep recycling coaches, we're going to be saying this every year. Now I think they got the coach. Now I think they got the GM. And now you start to see, from a draft perspective to on the field, the transition. You know, guys are getting comfortable. Guys are signing deals. Guys are making plays. Cleveland has been consistent.
We're talking with Brown, a longtime Steelers corner, Ike Taylor. Ike, let's talk about the Steelers here. I've been very critical of the Steelers this season. We know they have a great coach. I don't think their roster – I think it's not a great roster. The set of line's a mess, and they lost some key guys defensively. Are they – you know, I know he's the coach is going to get the best out of him he can, but have they lost too much talent, or are they still in the mix for the division?
That's when my coach better than your coach come in. See, when you got a coach like Coach T, he don't need a lot of talent. That's it. He's a Hall of Fame coach. When he retires, he's gonna be a Hall of Fame coach.
Yeah.
And that's what I be telling people. I said, man, I've been surrounded by greatness. I've been surrounded by an owner. He's in the Hall of Fame. My general manager, Kevin Colbert, he probably go to the Hall of Fame. Bill Cowher just went to the Hall of Fame. Dick LeBeau is in the Hall of Fame. You know, Russ Grimm, offensive line with the offensive lineman who played with the Redskins back in the day, which is the Washington team now, Hall of Fame. Munchak, another offensive line coach, Hall of Fame. Troy Polamalu, Hall of Fame. Alan Faneca, Hall of Fame. Big Ben Cook going to the Hall of Fame. Pouncey, he going. I just been surrounded by greatness.
Yeah.
Whether it's players, owners, or coaches. So that's why we never did really have to have talent. When your coaches can coach, believe me, it's a lot of coaches at that level. They still can't coach.
All right, so you
oh, I don't care. So I know what I've seen and what I've been through. Them coaches over there in Pittsburgh and 4-2 area code, them boys can coach.
All right,
so yeah, they can lose talent. We still just gonna out coach you.
It's interesting. So when you play in Madden, you play as the Browns and you play as the Steelers. If I'm trying to cap out the AFC North, you said you go to the Browns because they got a lot of talent. Ravens have a lot of talent. Are you not buying that they're one of the better teams in the AFC North, or how do they stack up with the Steelers and the Browns then?
The Ravens are going to go with Lamar Tackle. As far as Lamar Tackle, I think it's a heavy load on Lamar. You know, I think they just Lamar dominant. You know, you take Lamar off of the roster, man. It's gonna be tough. You know, so that's when the coaching. You take Lamar out the roster, you take Baker out the roster, you take Big Ben off the roster. Now let's see who the best coaches with their second string quarterback. I'm going with Pittsburgh. So that's how I look at the coaching part. But I think, yeah, do I like them? Yeah, do I think they got the recipe? Yes, I think Pittsburgh and the Baltimore Ravens, you know, they got the same blueprint when it comes down to drafting and getting guys who just want to play football. Forget height, size, and speed. I want football players. I think Cleveland now is doing that. Just give me football players. I don't care about the 40 time. I don't care about the vertical. I don't care about none of that. Does he love football? Okay, let me get him. So that's why it was a three. It was one division, the AFC North, had three teams going to the playoffs.
Before I let you go, I know you. So you tell us about these cigars. You had them. You made them like just for yourself, and then it turned into something you ended up making a business out of. Correct.
Man, my homeboy. So it's you can go to Howard G Cigars. That's the brand. One of a kind. is the product, which is my cigar. So Howard, during the pandemic, man, he started his own line of cigars. I think he got six of his own different kinds of cigars. He was like, bro, why don't you jump on board with me? I was like, man, where do I start? He was like, well, we got to start at tobacco. You got to find what your palate is in your mouth and see what you like, see what your taste is. I said, well, I like this brand. And at the time, it was Atabey cigars, real good light to medium cigars, real good smoke. He was like, well, let's try to find something similar to that, but just specifically for you. So it took me about a year and a half to do. So I went through 40 tobaccos, narrowed it down to 10. Now it's down to 2. So it's 80% Nicaraguan, 20% Lancaster, PA, and it's wrapped in the Sumatra leaf, which is done in Connecticut. So I had to go through the whole process. I'm so glad I did it. So glad I had some kind of time during the pandemic to do it. But, yeah, no, I just wanted to say I wanted a cigar. But, man, I didn't know the cigar world was like this. I did not know the cigar world was this big.
It's intense.
Funny.
Yeah.
A lot of females are into cigars. So, man, we went to the PCA in Vegas, which is a cigar convention, last week. And, man, my cigar is just, it's crazy. You talking about this. I got to go back to Pittsburgh because, like, my homeboy got 17 cigar stores that he wants to put my cigars in. He was like, I didn't even know you had a cigar. I was like, yeah. He was like, they told me you was in the back here in the convention. I had to come down. Little did I know he had 17 stores. So tomorrow, me and my homeboy are going to put cigars in these stores. It's just been taking off, man. Consistency have always been key in everything in life. So I'm passionate about my cigars because I smoke them every day. So I can sit down and talk and chop it up about it. But, yeah, Howard G. Cigars. I mean, howardgcigars.com. That's where you catch them at. And if you're on Instagram, you put the @. So you put @ Howard G. Cigars. That's the brand. One of a kind is the product, and that's my cigar.
All right, great stuff, man. Best of luck. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Man, appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for having me on the show.